From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. At Myosin Marketing in Austin, Texas, the group employee meeting begins with an uncommon activity for a workplace. The members gather on Zoom, and the head of the company, Sean Clayton, leads them through a deep breathing exercise. Clayton says the activity helps his employees relax and to be willing to take creative risks. At first, they thought it was really weird, he said, adding that most people turned off their cameras. But after a couple of weeks, there was a change. The employees said the deep breathing felt good.
Studies show that deep breathing can be an effective way to reduce tension or stress at work. But people may not think about their breathing while on the job. Workers who sit at computers for long periods tend to take shallow breaths as their shoulders slowly rise. Workers who spend the day on their feet in retail or healthcare may be too busy to center their attention on breathing. But there is good reason to stop what you're doing and take deep breaths, research suggests. Long-lasting stress can increase the risk of heart disease and stroke. Experts at the American Heart Association say it can be as harmful as secondhand smoke. Research suggests deep breathing exercises can lower a person's blood pressure and reduce anxiety.
There are many benefits to deep breathing. For starters, it is free. It can be done anywhere. And, unlike a 30-minute meditation practice, most deep breathing exercises do not take much time. Also, it gives you something to focus on, your breathing. Experts say that this can help to calm racing thoughts. Focusing on breathing for 1 to 5 minutes can help you clear your mind and let you get back to focusing on the one thing you want to accomplish, said Glenn Levine. He is a heart and blood system doctor and professor at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. A good way to do deep breathing exercises is outside, Levine said. However, if that is not possible, doing them at a desk works. Instead of focusing on the screen or work, just focus on your breathing. If possible, Levine said, close your eyes.
Even very busy people can find time for daily breathing exercises. Lisa Marie Delaveau is a marketing professional and mother of five. She lost her job several months ago and has struggled to find a new one. Delaveau wakes early most mornings before her children to do breathing exercises. If you set a priority for yourself, you can make the time, Delaveau said. With one breathing exercise, she breathes in through one nostril and then out through the other. She uses a thumb or forefinger to hold one nostril closed at a time. It relaxes my mind. It makes my mind so full of ease. It brings you back to the present moment, she added. To get ahead of anxiety before starting her workday, sales representative Lindsay Carlisle of Michigan does breathing exercises with her 7-year-old daughter during their drive to school. They breathe in for 7 counts, hold their breath for 5, and then breathe out for 7 counts. They repeat this several times. Throughout that process, my shoulders start to drop on their own, and it really is calming, Carlyle said.
Susie Yalof Schwartz was an overworked magazine editor when her mother-in-law taught her a 3-minute meditation method. Yalof Schwartz says it changed her life. She left her career and founded Unplug Meditation, a Santa Monica, California company with a meditation studio, an app, and programs for corporate customers. When we slow down our breath, we send a signal to our brain that everything's okay, even when it's not, she said. Another 16-second breathing exercise is called box breathing. You breathe in for 4 counts, hold for 4, breathe out for 4 counts, and hold for another 4. Yalof Schwartz has taught it to people in stressful jobs, including firefighters, police, and doctors. It is the best thing that you can do at work before you have a meeting, before you send out an email that you wish you didn't send, before you have a difficult conversation, because it just calms you down, gets rid of your negative energy, she said.
Employers such as Coca-Cola, Mattel, and Netflix have used Unplug Meditation to teach breathing or meditation. It is not always easy for workers to find space for deep breathing exercises. For example, salespeople often work alongside their customers. Yalof Schwartz suggests doing breathing exercises when making a sale or organizing items. Carlyle, the sales representative, sets a timer on her phone, telling her to breathe deeply. She also keeps a note near her computer that simply says, "Breathe."
The anxiety is always going to be there, Carlyle said, but at least I know I have one small tool. It sounds so simple and silly, but it works. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.